This is a three-day weekend for many people thanks to President's Day on Monday. And if you plan on spending some of that time at the movies, you've got a lot of choices at the multiplex. So what do the critics think of the options? Well, here's Mark Jordan Legan with Slate's summary judgment.
For those of you who forgot to get your sweetie anything on Valentine's Day, you might wish for the teleport abilities of Hayden Christensen in the sci-fi thriller Jumper. Christensen can blink his eyes and immediately jump through space and time, though I think he's going to, like, ancient Rome to save the world, not the florist shop to save face. Sorry.
Did you think you were the only one? Lead the life you live. You think you just jump all over the place, jump, 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 and nothing's going to happen? But they've noticed.
Most of the critics want to jump ship. Variety warns it isn't nearly as cool as its trailer. The New York Post snarls, totally ridiculous and incoherent. And USA Today shrugs, Jumper's a flight of fancy that never takes off. Possibly a more appropriate post-Valentine's Day movie is Definitely Maybe, a romantic comedy that stars Ryan Reynolds as a father trying to explain divorce to his young daughter. Her questions about life and love eventually lead to, you guessed it, flashbacks. Isla Fisher, Rachel Weisz, and Abigail Breslin also star.
Did you have another girlfriend before you met her?
I had two serious girlfriends, and then there's some other smattering other women that I dated.
What's the boy word for slut?
They still haven't come up with one yet, but I'm sure they're working on it.
The critics say definitely yes to Definitely Maybe. The Village Voice gushes a surprisingly rewarding romantic comedy. The New York Times calls it nimble and winning. And the Philadelphia Inquirer cheers that rare studio release that feels like it was written by a human being and not by committee. And the incredibly popular series of children's books, The Spiderwick Chronicles, comes to the screen in wide release. A family moves into a secluded old house and strange things begin to happen. It is up to the three children to uncover the fantastic truth.
A brownie is living in the house and wants us to leave.
Wow, that's incredible. You can read.
I'm telling you, something is in that house with us, and Arthur Spiderwick knew about it, and that's why I wrote this guide.
The Spiderwick Chronicles is getting great reviews. A well-crafted family thriller that is truly scary, declares the Chicago Sun-Times. The San Francisco Chronicle spins, superb cast, superior special effects, and a fantasy-filled plot, and the Minneapolis Star Tribune thinks Spiderwick generates surprising emotional power. Well, for those of you with Monday off, enjoy the three-day weekend and happy President's Day. I still haven't decided how to celebrate. I'm either going to a Rutherford B. Hayes barbecue or the Millard Fillmore kegger. Or maybe, like many of you, I'll just stay home and recreate Grover Cleveland's signing of the Interstate Commerce Act.
Mark Jordan Legan is a writer and a Grover Cleveland groupie living in Los Angeles.